Hello and welcome to your GCSE Business Studies Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most relevant and exciting topics on the specification, globalization. Whether you're scrolling through your phone, wearing trainers made in Vietnam, or drinking coffee from Brazil, globalization is literally all around you every single day. And the great news, examiners absolutely love this topic. And once you understand the key ideas, you can pick up marks really confidently. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what globalization means, why it matters for UK businesses, how exchange rates fit in, and most importantly, how to write answers that examiners will reward. Let's start with the basics. What actually is globalization? Globalization is the process by which businesses, economies, and cultures around the world become increasingly connected and interdependent. In simple terms, it means businesses are no longer just operating in their home country. They're buying, selling, producing, and competing on a worldwide scale. Now, what's driven this? There are six big drivers you should know. Think of the acronym TTTMFL, technology, trade liberalization, transport multinational companies, financial markets, and labor migration. Technology and the internet have made it possible for a small business in Manchester to sell products to customers in Melbourne, Mumbai, and Mexico City, all from a laptop. E-commerce platforms like Amazon and Alibaba have opened up global markets to businesses of all sizes. Trade liberalization means governments have reduced barriers like tariffs, that's taxes on imported goods, and signed free trade agreements. This makes it cheaper and easier to trade across borders. Transport improvements, particularly in shipping and air freight, have dramatically reduced the cost of moving goods around the world. A container ship can carry thousands of tons of goods at a fraction of what it cost 50 years ago. Multinational companies, or MNCs, are businesses that operate in more than one country. Think Nike, Apple, Toyota, or Unilever. These companies have accelerated globalization by setting up factories, offices, and stores worldwide. Financial markets have become globally integrated, meaning investment flows freely across borders. A UK pension fund might invest in a Chinese tech company or a Brazilian mine. And finally, labor migration, people moving between countries for work, has created a more internationally mobile workforce. Now let's talk about what this means for UK businesses specifically, because this is where the exam marks are. Globalization creates opportunities for UK businesses. First, access to new markets. A UK business can now sell its products to billions of potential customers worldwide, not just the 67 million people in the UK. That's a massive opportunity to grow revenue and profit. Second, access to cheaper resources. UK businesses can source raw materials, components, or finished goods from countries where they're cheaper to produce. For example, many UK clothing brands manufacture in Bangladesh or Vietnam, where labor costs are significantly lower. This reduces costs and can increase profit margins. Third, access to a larger talent pool. Globalization means UK businesses can recruit skilled workers from around the world, filling skills, gaps that might exist domestically. But globalization also creates challenges for UK businesses. The biggest one is increased competition. When markets open up, UK businesses don't just face competition from other UK firms, they face competition from businesses all over the world, many of which can produce goods more cheaply. A UK manufacturer might struggle to compete with a Chinese factory that pays workers a fraction of UK wages. This brings us to the critical question. How do UK businesses compete internationally? Examiners want you to know three specific strategies, and these come up again and again. One, better design. UK businesses can invest in research and development to create innovative, well-designed products that stand out. Think of Dyson, a UK company that competes globally not on price, but on the quality and innovation of its product design. Two, higher quality. UK businesses can position themselves as premium producers. Consumers in many countries are willing to pay more for products they perceive as high quality. British brands like Burberry, Rolls-Royce, and Jaguar Land Rover compete on quality, not price. Three, lower prices. Some UK businesses do compete on price by finding ways to reduce their own costs, perhaps by sourcing cheaper inputs globally, automating production, or achieving economies of scale. Now let's move on to exchange rates, which is another key part of this topic. An exchange rate is the price of one currency expressed in terms of another. For example, if £1 buys 1.20 euros, That's the exchange rate between pounds and euros. Here's the crucial thing to understand. Exchange rate changes affect importers and exporters in opposite ways. Let's think about what happens when the pound gets stronger, when 1 pound buys more foreign currency. For importers, businesses that buy goods from abroad, a stronger pound is good news. Why? Because their pounds buy more foreign currency, so foreign goods become cheaper to buy. A UK supermarket importing French wine or Spanish tomatoes will pay less for those goods. For exporters, businesses that sell goods abroad, a stronger pound is bad news. Why? Because when foreign customers convert their currency to buy UK goods, they get fewer pounds for their money, making UK goods more expensive for them. So they might buy less or switch to a cheaper competitor. Now flip it around. When the pound gets weaker, when 1 pound buys less foreign currency, for importers, this is bad news. Foreign goods become more expensive, which pushes up costs. For exporters, this is good news. UK goods become relatively cheaper for foreign buyers, so demand for UK exports may increase. A really useful memory trick here is, think of the pound as your shopping budget. Strong pound, your budget goes further abroad. Great for buying foreign stuff. Weak pound, your budget doesn't go as far. Tough for buying foreign stuff, but your stuff looks cheap to others. One important exam note, you do not need to calculate exchange rate conversions in your exam. You just need to understand the directional effects, who benefits and who loses when the pound rises or falls. Right, let's talk exam technique because this is where students often drop marks they really didn't need to. Common mistake number one, just defining globalization and stopping there. Examiners will not give you high marks for a definition alone. They want you to apply your knowledge, explain the effects, give examples, and make a judgment. Common mistake number two, confusing importers and exporters when it comes to exchange rates. This is one of the most common errors in the exam. Remember, strong pound helps importers, hurts exporters. Weak pound helps exporters, hurts importers. Common mistake number three, trying to calculate exchange rate conversions. You don't need to do this. Common mistake number four, giving one-sided answers to discuss or evaluate questions. These command words require you to consider both sides. Now let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question one, what is globalization? Answer, the process by which businesses and economies around the world become increasingly connected and interdependent. Question two, give one benefit of globalization for a UK business. Answer, access to new markets, access to cheaper resources, or access to a larger talent pool. Any one of these is correct. Question three, if the pound gets stronger, who benefits, importers or exporters? Answer, importers benefit because their pounds buy more foreign currency, making imports cheaper. Question four, name three ways UK businesses can compete internationally. Answer, better design, higher quality, and lower prices. Question five, what does MNC stand for? Answer, multinational company, a business that operates in more than one country. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways. Globalization means businesses operating on an international scale, driven by technology, trade liberalization, improved transport, multinational companies, global financial markets, and labor migration. UK businesses face both opportunities, new markets, cheaper resources, wider talent pool, and challenges, increased competition from lower-cost producers worldwide. UK businesses compete internationally through better design, higher quality, and lower prices. Exchange rates matter. A strong pound helps importers but hurts exporters. A weak pound helps exporters but hurts importers. You do not need to calculate conversions. Just understand the direction of impact. Thank you so much for listening. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn in the exam is a mark you worked for. You've got this. Good luck.